Mr. Facon, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
How would you describe the agricultural sector in the Asia and Pacific region?
Well, the agricultural sector in the Asia Pacific is undergoing a rapid transformation linked to economic development, similar to what happened in developed countries, but much faster. So this involves commercialization, diversification of markets. So this results in a decreasing of the importance of agriculture in the global economy, even though agriculture employs large segments of the populations in developing countries. But at the same time, the agriculture has been developing rapidly, but is unsustainable. We have, on the one hand, degradation of the resource base, but on the other hand, increased environmental impacts. So in a way, the agriculture needs to face two transitions. The first one is to manage this rapid transformation. And the second one is to steer towards a more sustainable form of agricultural production.
So what does this mean for small-scale and family farmers?
Well, the key point is that in this evolution, there's an increase in income gap between agricultural returns or return to labor and other sectors, so growing rural-urban income gap. Farmers with their very small sizes are not able to earn in other sectors, so a lot of them are migrating. They work outside of their farms to make ends meet, even though some of them, actually through specialization and development of cash crops, do quite well. Now, how they will react to new government policies to decrease the environmental impact and improve resource use efficiency in agriculture is a bit difficult to say because some policies may impact their incomes negatively. On the other hand, there are also opportunities for them through green jobs created, green growth agenda, or new market with better returns for them.
You touched on some of these, but what would you say are the main challenges facing these farmers?
Well, agriculture or being a farmer is increasingly complicated. On the one hand, it will require much more knowledge-intensive practices. Decisions on what to grow and when at what quality will be increasingly complicated. So they really need to get better organized for this to actually get the benefits from the opportunities. On the other hand, with their very small farm sizes, especially those whom we expect to grow the staples and cereals for us to eat, unless they get much larger land plots, much larger farms, then they will not be able to escape poverty.
And what do governments need to do?
Well, the task of the government is really to ensure that these transitions will be done equitably and sustainably. Because, of course, there are risks for small farmers to be left out of development unless they can adapt, either within the agricultural sector or find jobs in other sectors. So they have to manage these transitions. And this will imply changing a number of policies that presently support present farming systems. But these are very complicated matters with a lot of dilemma and difficulties. So really, governments need to engage in a policy dialogue with all the stakeholders, especially the farmers, to develop a joint vision of where agriculture is going, what is the future of the small and family farms, so that they can then develop feasible plans that will be also concurred by the main stakeholder, who are these farmers. The second key point is that unless governments put prosperity of farmer and rural areas at the center of their policies, then they will fail. Farmers will not adopt sustainable practices unless this is part of a package that will allow them to get much better incomes. And finally, the time when you could find solutions only within the agricultural sector is over. You need to adopt a multi-sectoral approach to all this so that the transition towards sustainable agriculture can work. And this includes looking at urbanization patterns, infrastructure, services, and economic activities outside agriculture in rural areas, and more importantly, education.
The issues and challenges concerning how to manage these transitions in the agricultural sector in the region were key issues that were brought to ministers and delegates attending the FAO Regional Conference for the Asia and Pacific region this week. What was the result?
The representative of member countries that spoke at the session, that includes major countries, supported the analysis of FAO, and they clearly stated that unless you put farmer incomes and issues of labor productivity at the center, then farmers' move towards more sustainable agriculture would not happen or would extremely slow. They also clearly mentioned that you needed a broader approach to all this that includes agriculture, other economic activities in rural areas, investment in education, and so on. But they also refer to the more global negotiation process related to green economy that started at Rio +20. They want to be sure that we reach a consensus on a definition of green economy that allows member countries to develop sustainably.
Mr. Facon, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for this interview.